The Sydney Glace Bay MP says Canada is sending a strong message to the world about Arctic sovereignty.
Certainly looking at the Arctic as the new frontier in terms of being the engine for economic development. Well, Canada, and as we all know, is a northern country. So we want to make sure that our sovereignty is protected. And you do that through observation and surveillance. You do that through collaboration, for that matter. You know, the Coast Guard works with many Nordic countries with respect to science and research and general patrols. So it's a huge thing for Canada to have a very vibrant Canadian Coast Guard that is doing all of that work and ensuring that our sovereignty is ensured, that is protected, that it is focused on. It's we're in a changing world, Bill, as you know, and as your listeners know. The world that was 2-3 years ago is a changing world now, and Prime Minister Carney talked about that around the rupture in the old order. So Canada's leading the charge in the new order.
The Canadian Coast Guard is mapping the Arctic seabed over the next few months. Mike Helloway says other nations are aware of Canada's watchful eye on the north, and he explains why the region is attractive to other countries.
Yeah, so I think two major reasons, not solely, but two major reasons would be the energy opportunities with respect to the Arctic and also critical minerals. Much of what is in your office right now, much of what you're using right now in terms of equipment come from critical minerals. And Canada is an energy superpower, and I dare say that Canada is a critical mineral superpower. A lot of the critical minerals that are in the Arctic are, and for lack of a better word, untapped. And so countries want that. We want that, but we want to be able to utilize critical minerals and energy in the most appropriate way possible with respect to renewable energy or decarbonization of traditional energy sources. So a lot of it has to do with everyday things that people need, which turns into economic development opportunity for communities, for countries, and for companies.
Thanks, Mike.
And First Nations and Inuit too, because Canada has said that no major project will happen without the full support of those groups.
Kellaway says, meanwhile, Sydney Harbour is continuing to develop its ocean cluster. He says more opportunities are coming after an announcement for a Coast Guard vessel maintenance yard, as well as an $80 million investment for Marine Atlantic. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.